Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talking Sports Plus. And I'm so excited to be with you at this hour. It's 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And Talking Sports Plus is hosted by myself, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. And we are the vehicle, or the voice, for the historical black colleges, universities, and the high schools, as well as middle schools in the southeastern part of the United States. So we're so excited to have this opportunity. You know, we got an outstanding log for the night. We are, our show title is Making Sports Hottest Topics Do What It Do. So we're going to make those topics do what it do. Now, I want to give you some information, just kind of get our show started before I introduce my co-host. We have our, if you want to contact or call in and just share your thoughts or just listen to the show, you can call in at 347-857-4192 or go to the web link to hear the show, which is www.blogtalkradio/LD Smith Production. Now, if you decide to email us, you can email us at talkingsportsplus@gmail.com. And maybe you feel comfortable on the Twitter. You want to go to your Twitter account and you want to tweet the show. You can tweet it at Talking Sports Plus with the number one, at Elliot Darrell with the number one, at Tremaine Edward with the number seven, at Coach underscore L underscore Smith, or even go to Instagram and you listen to it as Lorenzo D. Smith 15 or Coach Doc Lorenzo D. Smith 15. So we're so excited about having all those new vehicles to share your thoughts and be a part of our show tonight. Now, I would say the title of the show is Making Sports Hottest Topics Do What It Do. Before I can get to that, I want to make sure I take this opportunity before I introduce my co-host, is that offer our prayers to those individuals down on the Gulf Coast, They was just bracing and getting ready for Hurricane Michael that was supposed to hit early part, but it's the warning is out now. So our prayers are for those individuals. If you did leave and come north and you're still there, our prayers are there for you. And for those individuals who left and decided to move up north because we saw a lot of traffic on the interstate, we're going to say, you know, our prayers are for you that you'll be able to return back home and find your home with the best it can be because it's all in God's hands. So we want to make sure we say that. As well as we want to offer our prayers to the Fuller family, former Clemson University player C.J. Fuller, who passed recently, and we go out to the Fuller family. Our prayers go out to the Fuller family, as well as our condolences, as well as Clemson University. All right, let's get started with our show by introducing my co-host. I'm so proud of having these individuals, and I have to give them a grand introduction because that's what it's all about. And I know they prefer to have one. So I'm going to start with the lady of hour, the millennium. She's been out with a rehab on her knee after her surgery. And she told me, I'm back. She's been posting on Facebook, I'm back. None other than our millennium, Lauren D. Smith. How are you doing, Lauren?
I'm great. I'm glad to be back. Glad to really be back talking sports. I've been talking sports while I've been out, just trying to rehab my leg, and it's gonna be a good night. I'm gonna go ahead and tell all the listeners, you're gonna be mad at me at the end of the night, but it's all out of love. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you what God loves, and it's gonna be the truth. So let's go ahead and get it going.
All right, awesome, awesome, awesome. And I'm gonna make sure you know I give age before beauty. And we're going to give wisdom before all. The young man that recently retired. And he's so happy to have that time off, I know, because he had told me. And he's my roommate, my fraternity brother. And he's known as Touchdown Tony. Coach Tony Stallworth, how you doing, Tony?
Fine, I'm fine. I tell you, just like I tell everybody every morning, if I was any better, I might cry.
Don't cry, my brother. Just enjoy the hour. Enjoy the time. That's awesome. And, you know, I won't forget about this young man because this young man is, you know, he's been out of the, you know, off the show for a couple of weeks trying to handle that business. I'm so proud of him. You know, he's a famous young man up there in North Alabama. You know, he have a saying that everybody just getting used to hearing him say it. Ain't no fun when the rabbit have the gun. None other than Coach Tremaine Edwards. How you doing, Tremaine?
Hey, I'm back. From the touchdown phone. I'm back, baby. I'm back, baby. I took a Star Wars break. That one of them Star Wars breaks.
He got it. That one in that end. He said he got a touchdown Tony break. Okay.
I can't say nothing.
That's all right. But that's all right. I'm glad to have each and every one of these individuals back with me at full force. But also, we have one more co-host. And he has stated that he's kind of bracing, getting ready for that storm to come up through possibly, you know, from Florida, North Florida to South Alabama. And everybody want to be prepared. So he's down there, and he'll kind of share some things with us. He won't be on the show tonight, but he will share. He feel a need to call in. He will do. You know, this young man is the Don King of the entertainment. So proud to have him and to be associated with him. None other than Coach of the Airways, Zara E-Train Elliott. And that we had to make sure we introduce that individual because he played a major part in what we're doing. And we're glad to have him on board, and we're very excited. But our prayers is for him and his and the family and friends and his community down in South Alabama. We'll be able to, you know, we know God got us, and He'll make sure we withstand, endure this and be to the point where we come through. So, Darryl, we're thinking about you, and we're praying that everything will be positive. All right, team, let's get this thing started. Our title of our show, again, is Making Sports Hot and Topic, Do What It Do. We're going to start off with our coaching corner. And the question is, and I want us to kind of look at it because it's been talked about throughout the airways, our talking heads and pundits. And the first one is, what's wrong with Auburn University football team? And I want you to share your thoughts on what you think might be the problem. And we'll talk about it, then we'll move to the rest of our topics. We've got a hot log tonight of topics, so let's get ready. But you can call in 347-857-4192. Press 1, identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I ask you to come on, tell us who you are and your location. All right, team. Tell us what you think. Let's jump into this. What you think wrong with Auburn University football 2018?
Y'all want me to kick us off, man?
You can kick it off. Go ahead, Auburn. Yes, sir.
First problem, Dr. Smith. Auburn doesn't have a rushing game, number one, and that deals with the offensive line. Auburn has one of the worst offensive lines that I have ever seen in college football this year. Stidham is basically just throwing the ball to keep from getting hit. Gus Malzahn offense is non-existent without a rushing attack. The quarterback can't run and he can't pass either. So, therefore, you're in a hole. I heard on a talk show today, they talked about Stidham regressing from last year. Stidham, I don't know. It's only so much Gus can do. I can't blame Gus for this. I just think they need – it's a developmental year, man. Auburn is going to hurt this year. They're going to lose a couple more games. I can see Auburn losing 5-6 games, Dr. Smith. That's all I got for you.
All right.
I agree with Tremaine. Bottom line is Stidham just don't quite fit Gus' spread offense. And the spread offense don't fit Stidham because you don't have the type of running back that's going to cause a defense to a consistent spread to the defense. You know, I fail to understand why schools not realize when a program don't go out and try to recruit the type of players to fit the type of system they have, and then they want to improvise. You can't improvise in major college football, especially in the SEC. You just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Stidham from last year to this year, the difference is you had Johnson at running back. I mean, you had Cam. And speaking of Cam don't touch the ball in the Mississippi State game going down the stretch. I don't understand what's going on with them. I do know this. As bad as 218 might be looking for Auburn and the fans there, 219 could be even worse. You know why? The program is locked in with Gus Malzahn's $32 million buyout. And to me, that's pretty damn frightening. That's my take.
Yes, sir. That's all right. All right, Coach Smith, jump in there.
Okay, go ahead and say it. They're trash. God awful. Worst football I've seen in 2 or 3 years from Auburn. They don't have any receivers. Their running game is god awful. We're missing something here. Wasn't it the same defense they said going to be the best defense in the SEC? This Auburn defense? Oh, that defensive line is outstanding. It's the same defense. If you call that outstanding, you got a quarterback that run for more yards than he passed on you. My God. And the hole was just opening up. They weren't trying to tackle a soul Saturday. I was more embarrassed defensively than I was offensive for Auburn. That was probably the worst I've seen Auburn play in a long time. That was worse than UCF last year in the bowl game. That was terrible. Auburn got to get it together quickly, swiftly, and in a hurry, because the last Saturday in November is coming, and that's going to be 60-0 if you don't get it together quickly. Tua throwing for 300 yards now. They got to get it together.
Awesome.
You know, I look at Auburn consistencies years gone by and how they can be up and down and sometimes unpredictable. You know, in 2010, they won SEC 8-0 in the SEC championship and the national championship. In 11, they finished 4. Check that trend out. SEC West and went 4-4. 2013, they won SEC West 7-1, SEC championship, and played for the national title. Check out the trend, how they go in and go out. In 2014, they finished tied 4th in the SEC West at 4-4. 2 years after winning the SEC and the national title, in 2010, Auburn collapsed. This is it. 0-8, 3-9, and last place in SEC West. I don't understand why, you know, that's not a consistent trend. And then I'm being fucking honest with you. The Iron Bowl could be a game of ages. I just, what makes them tick sometimes is not quite what makes, and they should have never ranked them that high. I haven't seen that yet. If there's no major injuries that's causing the collapse, as the Millennium said, there's no plus, and as Trey said, there's no, I don't know whether there's no quality receivers or just can't get the ball to them. I don't know, maybe a little bit of both, but it's just mediocrity. Mediocrity is what I see in them, and having them at 21st, the 21st ranked team this year, probably should have been where they started. Because when they started from the bottom last year, they end up doing having a pretty good year. Mm-hmm. Overrated.
Awesome. And I'm going to tell you, before we go in as far, you know, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Share your thoughts on it. Not only just listen, but you can press the one number on your cell or telephone number, and then we'll identify your last four digits of your cell telephone number and ask you to join the conversation. Now, before we go with any other thoughts, our alternate thoughts, I want to make sure I introduce our co-host that I mentioned earlier, that, and I do appreciate him joining us. And the thing about it, I like to give a grand introduction, and he allowed me to do that. He's the Don King of entertainment. He's the E-Train. He's the coach of the airways, and so proud to have him a part of my fraternity, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. I want to mention our radio personnel, Daryl E-Train Elliott. How you doing, Daryl?
I'm so good, man. You know, every road on every highway has an end, and the storm for me has ended, so I'm on the show. Let's go.
Okay, let's go. Let's make it happen. All right. I'm glad to have you there, and I know the team glad to have you as well. So we're talking about Auburn University, and I'm going to jump in right here and there. You can, if you want to add some thoughts or even the other co-hosts. I really think that some things that happen we don't take notice to, and I'm going to say this, and as small as it may sound, you know, when they came up with this redshirt four-game rule, everybody saw it as being great for our freshmen. Saw it being great for, not really for the seniors or the players that's at the top like a Kelly Bryant, but I think that's another thing that's hurting Auburn where they can't perform at the level. You got some dissension. You got some people leaving, because if you count up with the number that has already left and the possibility of two others that was going to leave that was key players to their offense, this has created something, even though they convinced two of them to stay, but that you had individuals like Jalen Harris, who played tight end. You know, Jalen's been there about 3 or 4 years. He may not perform at the level like everybody, but he gave you stability. Then you had Craig Meyer, who's a receiver, one of the best receivers as a high school, and even played and had catches at Auburn. And then you had Salinelli. He wanted to leave, but they talked him into staying. We had Cam Martin that was going to leave on that Tuesday right before Kelly Bryant left on officially on that Wednesday. He was going to leave. So some of these dissension, you're talking about key players that are now counting on the selling alley. He was a wide receiver that caught the first touchdown against Washington. Then you have Cam. I know the other night got him running now to make him happy. To be running the one back set and whatever he's doing, some things that he know he wouldn't do, but they're trying to please. And when you start trying to please people that may not be the best athlete to please, you have problems. For example, Whitlow should be in there carrying that ball 20 to 25 at a time, which will give him some stability on that offense, I believe. It may help Jarrett Stenham if he was running the ball more than four or five or six or seven or eight times, because Auburn offense worked based on a big back. And the line is not in the greatest position, even though the line coach left and they got a coach there, but it's just not there, and they got some people there experimenting. The center, they started with a center, and all of a sudden he wasn't doing well. What they do, they replace him with another center. And it's just so much, you know, it's just not in the best position right now. It may change by the end of the year, but as well as the predictions being made, there's a possibility of three or four losses, because it can happen. Three or four losses can happen, because you still have on the schedule, you have Georgia, you still have Alabama on the schedule, and you already have two of those losses now. So we got a situation that we said, what's wrong with Auburn? It might be, as Coach Stallworth said, their fear or being played pretty hard, not by Mazon, but by his agent when they said he was going to Arkansas, and they jumped out and gave him that $7 million deal. And you was already struggling and complaining. Yes, he had some success last year, but it's not consistent. So are you going – so every 3 or 4 years, and this is considered to be an off year, next year will be an off year, then he come back and bounce back. But with the buyout at $36 million, you stuck. You stuck with the situation, because I don't see them coming up with $36 million to get rid of them. So that's one of the discussion too. The fans are not happy with that. They're slowly talking and working around saying, why did they give him that? And there's a possibility – long as that team to the west of them continue to be talked about every day, every hour, that creates problems for those fans that sit on the east side saying that, why can't our team be like, do we have the right coach? But you can share some thoughts, and then we're going to go to another topic.
Hey, Doc, let me say this to you, man, if you don't mind. I was talking with the chief of police the other day in Auburn, Alabama. And we were having lunch. And do you know that they had filed a missing report? A missing persons report? Yes, they filed a missing persons report on the offensive line at Auburn University. And that's all I got to say.
All right, Dad. missing person report on the offensive line. Oh, yeah, they ain't blocking nobody now. They standing there watching. And on defense, they running through them like they standing there. So we got a lot going on. So that's some of the thoughts about it. You can play a part with it, 347-857-4192. All right, guys, let's look at the next one, which is a surprising team of the first 6 weeks of 2018 football season. Who's the surprising team? I'm going to give you one, Notre Dame, and I think Lauren want to jump on that one because she has some thoughts about it. But Notre Dame is surprising a lot of people at this time. Tell me what you think, team.
Y'all want me to kick it off? I'll kick it off. Notre Dame has continues every week shocked the football crowd. Notre Dame is faster, they're stronger, and they are an elite team this year. I don't care what we say about Notre Dame, they will be in the mix as far as the end of the season. I think they play Clemson and they play USC, so I think those two games will be a test for them, especially the Clemson game. Notre Dame has held their own. They beat teams that I didn't think they could beat, but they will be tested. I think they have Miami too, if I'm not mistaken. Or did they play Miami, Dr. Smith?
They don't have Clemson. They got Northwestern, and they have Northwestern and
USC.
What's the other team you just called? USC are the two teams that they think and concern about.
You can stay on my coconut.
So they don't play Clemson this year?
Uh-uh. They don't have Clemson this year.
No, shoot. They got a cakewalk then, Dr. Smith. Y'all
go ahead. That's what everybody says.
Yeah, when you look at it, they're playing Navy, then Northwestern, then Florida State, Syracuse, then Notre Dame. Those are the last. That's the regular season games that they have. So, I think you're right. They look good because they ain't playing nobody really who is, in my mind, a formidable team in any longevity. I mean, you know, I thought Wake Forest was going to give them a better game. You know, they beat Vanderbilt, and, you know, they beat Ball State. They even beat Michigan. But look at those teams in its total. Look at their stats and their depth chart. They ain't all impressive now. They're not so impressive. So, I don't know. Lauren, what do you think? And, by the way, welcome back, King, man. Wow. I love you, brother. Welcome back. And welcome back, Lauren.
Thank you.
I'm glad Lauren is back, too. And Tony Stallworth, is he a ghost tonight? Is he on here?
Well, he said, so he's still here.
I'm on the down low.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear you sharing the mic, brother. Go ahead. What do you think about this, Lauren? I want to hear what she got. What's her take on it?
Everybody know I'm a Notre Dame fan, but I'm really not impressed. Their schedule was very weak, and I don't believe that's going to really help them get into the playoff pitches, how weak the schedule was. And Notre Dame is an independent team, which means they can schedule to play anybody. And for them to play schedule this week of a schedule, and they keep talking about they want to get in the college football playoffs, this is not going to help their resume. You know, we changed quarterback. Ian Brock. Went to him, and he's doing Ian Book. Yeah, got it. We went to him, and he a better job than we had before. So we're gonna keep on rolling with this. But I don't think we're getting a college football playoff with the schedule being so weak. But another team, I'm sorry, this other team out here, Kentucky. Kentucky done took the SEC by storm, in my opinion. They only lost one game, that was last weekend. They're gonna lose a couple more, but their start off was, in my opinion, was amazing compared to Kentucky. Used to be, what, a basketball school? Didn't say Kentucky don't play no football, they play basketball. But for them to come out, and they were 4-0 till last weekend, that was impressive to me. So,
all right, I heard everybody speak, and I saved my little 2 cents for the end. The college football, as Darryl used to say, prognostics, always want Notre Dame to be somewhere hanging around. Now, Texas did Notre Dame a favor, so they knocked off who? Oklahoma. Am I right?
Right.
Am I right? Okay.
Right.
Thriller, too. 48-45. Thriller. Notre Dame did itself some justice because you put Harbaugh and Michigan up so high every year, Notre Dame snuck in there and won that one. Clemson is treading on thin water. They don't want to give Georgia the respect they want to, that Georgia deserves. And I'm going to tell y'all something now. If Clemson or Georgia, and Georgia could, because Georgia in the SEC could take a one loss and still stand, but Clemson is treading. And if Clemson slip, believe me now, when we come back on the show again, Notre Dame is in. Notre Dame is an independent school, plays just enough quality games, and all they got to do is step out into one of the big divisions like Michigan and steal one, and then go back and keep winning and wait on somebody to battle and knock their heads off, and then slide in. They love to have Notre Dame in. That's good for college football. You remember back in the day, Dr. Smith, when it used to be Alabama, Texas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, and Penn State, and no damn body else. Well, USC slowly slipped up in there, am I right? They want a little bit of that flavor back, and Notre Dame is hanging on for that. So let's don't count them out, because who's trying to count them in? Again, you know how that business works now. Having that big independent school, if you're going to have one, Penn State gone now. Notre Dame is the last thread. But if Clemson slip, and if Georgia slip, you look at Auburn, you look at the SEC championship games, the SEC teams have to battle so much and do so many things to get in. Independent schools just laying down like a vulture, waiting on somebody to slip so they can ease in and take a spot. That's my take. And Notre Dame is the one that can do that.
You know, Tony Stallworth, I'm going to tell you this, boss. You are a touchdown, T.D. Stallworth. That was one of the best prognostications I've heard in this situation. I cannot say it any better than you said. In fact, I wouldn't even thought of what you just thought of. That's why I love you, brother. Back to you, Dr. Smith.
You taught me well. You taught me well.
Yeah, I'm talking about it. That's what it's all about. All right, Trey, you want to share some thoughts on that?
Yes, sir.
He might be at the
Magic City
Classic. Oh no,
he's back. Hey, it's looking good for us, man. We can talk about that, but let me go on and test this on Notre Dame.
Yeah, you need to.
But as Coach Stallworth said, it my sentiments exactly. Notre Dame is sitting there waiting. They will be in that playoff. I'm not even looking at their schedule. It's nobody's going to beat them on their schedule unless they just fall over. But they will be waiting in that playoff. They will get at least a 4 slot. And another team that's right there sneaking is UCL. They will be waiting there too.
And Dr. Smith, let me say this. Let's be mindful now. Florida done put some ketchup and mustard on the hot dog now. We're knocking off LSU. Now, LSU could regain a little bit of notoriety going forward, but it ain't getting, the songwriter said, and they don't know about the songwriter said, it ain't getting no easy. But an upset now, and what Florida has done, has put a twist and put a little bit more notoriety on who your next opponent is. And go back to Millennium Fair, too. Kentucky might steal one round there somewhere. You got to be careful with all of that. And, again, with the schedule Notre Dame have, they say, y'all keep fighting, keep waiting. Till the sun go down.
Exactly.
Hey, they're not going to just put them in. Somebody's going to have to flip. And then ease right in.
Exactly. And, you know, as you said, there are several teams. I want to kind of add something to it. And I don't want people to count them out because of what happened last week. I think a lot of people already penciling in Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, possibly Georgia. But if there's a formula team like Notre Dame or someone from that Big 12 conference that are enough to be competitive, that is going to be another situation that's going to keep it where it's going to be only one team from the SEC. I do believe that. Now, everybody think it's going to be some collateral damage coming up here very soon, some collisions. Some teams going to lose, but the bottom line is that at this point, teams like Kentucky is at its highest point. I'm glad to see it because we always relate to basketball. We also see the University of Alabama to play with this type of offensive juggernaut they have is a surprise for a lot of people. You know what everybody said? Yeah, it could happen. Only you have to see it. So to see it has been a surprise. I still think that Oklahoma have a prolific offense. They can do some defense. And Kyler Murray is an outstanding candidate now. He's at quarterback. As much as folks thought he was not going to be there, this young man is incredible. He picked quick on his feet, throws the ball well, and I just think that he's one of those candidates that can propel Oklahoma to continue to be successful. Texas is coming on pretty good. So the only problem I have with our group of five teams that they're not ready to let them excel ahead of those teams that I'm giving even with one loss. But you got those four teams or five teams already up there. And then you got those teams like those ones I just mentioned that's going to kind of create problems for anybody.
Hold up, Dr. Smith. You're saying a whole lot, and I'm going to cut you short so you can move to your next. Ain't but three damn spots left. Am I right?
Three spots, Dr. Smith. Three spots.
Three damn.
Hello.
You got five teams. You got five teams vowing for three spots. That's what I'm saying. Alabama's already taken about that. You got five teams vowing for three spots. That's it.
Uh huh.
That's it.
Yep.
There ain't no other way to put it. There ain't no other way to put it.
Yep.
And that's why it ain't getting no easier.
Nope. It get tough. So we'll kind of see how it goes. So all of them are surprising, and we can see them there. But we're talking about surprising teams, and those are some surprising teams. All right, you can join this conversation 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll identify your last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then ask you to join the conversation and just share your thoughts in regards to the topics we're talking about. All right, let's look at who's a real threat to Tua for the Heisman. Tell me what y'all guys think about who's a real threat. Who's the front runner to be right in that point that's going to push Tua, since everybody's sort of proclaimed that all the good things are happening. Who's that threat to him? What player do you think will be the threat? Share your thoughts on that.
You just mentioned him, Ohio State's quarterback, but he just lost. Now, I still think that Ohio State quarterback has to play a full four quarters just to get half or two of stats. So he's so far above. And with him going down this week to Texas and that ill-advised – did y'all see that last test that NFL he threw? He threw it right to the defensive player, right in his hand. But that game should have never gone that far. Do y'all remember that game being, was it 45-14 or 35-14, something like that?
They was up 21 points. Texas up 21 points.
He's still the most valuable candidate. Is his name Murray? Is that right?
Yeah, Kyler Murray, yeah.
That's right, Kyler Murray. He's the most I was afforded an opportunity to watch his whole livelihood story. You know, he's a great, outstanding baseball player that has already signed. Am I right, Dr. Smith?
Yeah, he's already with the Oakland A's.
That's right. With Oakland, candidate. And I don't think his take is the Heisman Trophy. His take is, hey, I got a choice between baseball and football. Y'all put me in the Heisman race. Now I got two choices, two valuable choices. Because if you're a candidate, then you automatically gonna get what? Drafted.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a landslide for Tua, and Murray would be the next follow-up candidate unless somebody does some very drastically. It usually don't take the last four or five games or a playoff game to use a candidate. It's usually a couple years before or a whole season. So I think as it's too well on a landslide.
Yeah.
Unless you want to get Jalen Hurts. An opportunity.
Yep. All right, team, jump in there. Let us know what you think.
Dr. Smith, I'm going to say this. I've been talking about this since the summer. Tua is a work of art, man. You know, right now I talked to you earlier about him having a sprained knee. We knew something was wrong with his knee, you know, with him limping and carrying on down the field, but I didn't know it was so far as a sprain. So I don't think it will, you know, hinder anything that's going on with Alabama football right now. But if Tua plays four quarters, man, I can only imagine this, man. Shoot, he's the most accurate quarterback I've ever seen. Once he throws the ball, it's usually a catch on the other side. So, as far as catching him, Kyler Murray might be in front of him, Dr. Smith, because Oklahoma running it up on him. They don't care nothing about pumping the gas. They letting Kyler Murray loose. So Kyler Murray they're going to be the 1-2 in the Heisman race this year.
Don't forget about Dwayne Haskins. Just don't forget Ohio State. Dwayne Haskins in that bunch. I just want to add that. Go ahead, Coach.
I agree because Dale just made a very good point. Let's keep in mind that those selections committees, those then North going in the championship game. So do you think that Oklahoma's murder would be there?
No.
So now you're going back to what Daryl said. Very good point, Daryl. You're going home with Haskins. Could it be Haskins or could it be between Haskins and Tua? And I think if Alabama wins it, Tua got it. Can I share something with you, though? Tua came into the season with the high expectations and never started in a college game. He's been unstoppable. 45-plus points in all six of the points thus far. 45 and hadn't even played a complete game yet. Now, is that enough? His accuracy downfield throwing has been tremendously. 66% accuracy on throws 20-plus yards downfield. I'm going to give you this statement right here and we can move on. Two is the Heisman Trophy favorite for good reason. Because the NFL staff, the NFL scouts are looking for his type of athleticism and productivity at the next level. Case closed. Let's move on. That's my take. I believe in stats.
can I say something right here, Dr. Smith? Can I say something?
Go ahead, Trey.
I'm gonna just say I told y'all, so that's what I'm gonna say right there. Cause I've been hollering this man since he walked in the door. I told y'all so. Can I get my kudos for that?
Can I give you your kudos, King? Because I remember 7.5 months ago, Dr. Smith. I remember 7.5 months ago when we were talking about this upcoming season. 7.5 months ago, we were talking about this upcoming season, and King said, "Keep your eye on." And I forgot the words you called it, but y'all were trying to say his name. You called him, I think Dr. Smith called him Two, and you called him Toe. Tongue of a lure, and this is going to be the next great white hope for Alabama. And look at what it is right now. The next great white hope is here and probably the Heisman winner. Thank you, King. Once again, my money's on you every weekend.
All right. That's all right.
Hey,
that's all right.
And to seal the deal, Tua has a 12% more accurate than the number one overall pick last year in the NFL draft. And you know who he was, right?
Baker Mayfield.
Baker. Thank you. That closes that. Let's move on.
And the thing about it, we got to understand it's time. It's time. It's time to be looking at things like this. And I don't care what kind of Westgate numbers you get, you got to look at what's going on, what they're going to be looking for, what they're going to be voting for. I still think it's three players that's gonna be in there, which is Haskins, Murray, and Tua. But we have to kind of see it in. I want to crown Leonard Fournette by September performance. We want to make sure we'll keep that thought, keep it open, and we'll just say we have to kind of see it in. I just still think he's gonna have to play a couple full games for them to really give it to him. I just think that's the
instead of
some writers, you know. I'm talking about the writers who vote on
him. Oh, yeah, that's right. They're going to
want to
see
a couple full games.
Mm-hmm. It's just like any other process when you have inductees and nominating people. You got to have more than one candidate to make it a process, right? Right. So, see, it seems like who we're talking about are only going to be the candidates to make it a process. Now, yeah. I say this, the law average will justify this. Two go down with a half a season left, and Ohio State where they are, because if two go down with a half a season left, Ohio State in the championship game, has to have a good championship game. It could switch the whole deal. So if he stays healthy and get a chance to play a full game, which could be disastrous because he's scoring 4.5. Good God Almighty. I think he's a landslide. He's a he's a rarity. He's a rarity. He's one of a kind. And Dale called him a great white hope, but he's a Hawaiian.
Hawaiian hope.
Yep. And got a brother that's in the disaster hope in high school too. Woo.
We want you to join the conversation 2347-857-4192. And you can just press 1 and we'll make it do what it do. This is all about making sports hottest topic do what it do. All right, we're going to look at, we talked about the teams, the four teams already. We're going to talk about Alabama offense. We want to kind of look at some games that are coming up, and then we're going to move to our high school segment. We're going to look at some games that are coming up, and I want to get our prediction. And you also can call in and give us your prediction as well so you can share your thoughts and say, this is what my team will do. You didn't call out my team, or my team will be successful. All right, I want to start off with, and I want y'all to kind of just list and just tell us who you think will be successful in these games. You got number 7, Washington, going against Oregon, number 17. What's your prediction, team?
Washington.
Washington.
By 12. Remember,
Washington by 16.
Washington was picked in the top 4 or 5 in the beginning of the season, and Auburn slipped in and stole that one, remember? Give me your next one.
Yep. Coach Trey, what's your prediction on that Washington, which is a 2:30 kickoff, ABC?
Washington. I'm going to go with Washington, too. I think they have an elite quarterback. Like I said, on that West Coast, he should be unstoppable. How many games have Washington lost, Dr. Smith? One? Yeah, to Auburn, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Washington roll all that over there. They'll roll all that up.
All
right. Coach Smith, you on now? What
you think?
Yeah, I got Washington.
How many
games Oregon lost?
One? Three?
One?
Lost one.
I got
Washington.
One Oregon. No,
she said Oregon.
Oregon? Oregon probably lost 2 games. They can't play Washington.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Washington.
You
got Washington.
They did nothing chip left.
All right, we got next game. We have UCF number 10 versus Memphis. What y'all think about that? UCF automatic, or do you think it's going to be a game on that end at 2:30 ABC? UCF and Memphis.
I'm picking UCF. That's my boy. Used to be the Alabama offensive coordinator, right? USC?
No. You think about Lane? Lane is at Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
FAU.
But this game could be a toss up. Memphis is up and down, and both teams are kind of up and down. This could be a toss up. But I'm gonna go with UCF with that one.
I'm gonna go with the Hawaiian sensation at UCF too. They have a quarterback from Hawaii too. These Hawaiian quarterbacks are tearing it up. I'm going with UCF.
UCF by 9 points.
Yep, by 9. Yeah, they played to nip and tuck last year. They were close to the end. I think UCL scored a touchdown on Memphis. All right. Coach Smith, you wanna jump in on that one?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the national champions, UCL.
They ain't gonna believe it. Throw some eggs, that hot sauce in that soup. All right, Texas A&M number 22 against South Carolina. What do we think about Nick Saban boys? Nick Saban boys, Texas A&M, Jimbo Fisher, South Carolina.
South Carolina gonna win.
Jimbo Fisher gonna Jimbo Fisher gonna slap somebody side. They slap somebody side of the head. I'm taking South Carolina. Texas A&M.
I'm going Texas A&M. Texas A&M, baby.
Okay.
Yeah, Texas A&M.
Okay. Split thing in this time. 2-2, both of them. Sound like a winner. I'm with Texas A&M too. I think Jimbo look like he got something going on over there.
All right, we have
and then steps out of here now.
He'll snap somebody on. We have Auburn in Tennessee at Auburn at 11 o'clock a.m. Tell me what you think, T.
Well, I'll tell you what I think. I'll take Auburn, but I'll watch the whole game to see Tennessee win.
You think Tennessee? Okay.
Auburn is the only team that will. See, Alabama will not make you wait that damn long. They get it over with. Auburn will make you stay up to watch the whole game just to show you that they can find a way to lose it. So, I'm taking Tennessee just to show me how Auburn can give it to them at the end. Tennessee.
All right, you got it. Tennessee. All right. But we're looking like
Hold on. Star Wars, you going with Tennessee over Auburn?
Yeah.
You didn't hear what I said?
I don't think Auburn that bad. Now they, Auburn gonna only lose against teams that can play. Tennessee can't play. So I'm gonna go with Auburn. Auburn. What has Tennessee done good this year to win a game? I need to know. I'm trying to figure that out.
Being able to play Auburn?
I would like to say this.
Tremaine, they're trying to make their season. You want to make your season? Play Auburn right now. You got your day.
I'd like to say this. I really would like to say this on behalf of football players all over the world. Tennessee has not played a SEC team and beat them this year. In fact, Tennessee has not played any large school and beat them. They've only won against smaller schools. So Auburn has pretty much been the same way. They bring it to you, then they lose it, they bring it to you, then they lose it all the way through the game. They look good, they look stupid. They look good, they look stupid. So I think it's going to be a good game, and I'm going to agree. I think it's going to be a good game, and I'm going to agree with Tony Stallworth that they're going to find a way to lose the damn game, even though they might be the better team. And that's all I got to say about that.
And here's the thing, Dale. Even if Tennessee slip up and win like Southern Miss, let's go back to Southern Miss now. Southern Miss played them to the wire. If Auburn beat Tennessee by 6 or 7 at the end, Tennessee still damn won.
So they still won.
Completely agree.
All right, that's not right. That's what I'm talking about. That's awesome. All right, we're going to go to one more, then we're going to go to our high school segment. Again, you can call me 347-857-4192. And just press 1, and we'll identify with them last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, and then we'll actually introduce yourself and your location, then we'll let you offer your thoughts. Now, we're going to get to our historical black colleges and universities in a little bit after our high school, but we were just trying to get some of these power 5 and group of 5. Missouri versus University of Alabama. Number 1, University of Alabama, 6 o'clock kickoff. ESPN, tell me your thoughts, people.
Alabama, better than nothing in the first half. Game over with. Next guy.
In the first quarter.
You know. All right. I had to tell a good friend of mine the other day. He's a 100% Alabama fan. He said, "Touchdown! Did you see Alabama play the game last week?" I said, "I haven't seen Alabama play a game no week." He said, "What you mean, touchdown?" I said, "A game constitutes 4 quarter of competitiveness and 4 quarter of, you know, up." And down. I said, right. He said, "Well, touchdown, what you do there?" I said, "I saw some scrimmage games. And they were all over it in the first half." know what he said to me? He said, "Touchdown, you ain't right." I said, "Well, I'm like a referee. I call it like I see it."
That's all right. That's all right. I'm going to go with Alabama, too.
I actually think Missouri is going to be one of the better teams that actually plays Alabama. Let me finish my statement, please, so we can get to high school football. I think Alabama is going to see a team this Saturday in Missouri that is going to play them and going to score some points against Alabama, and it won't be a 45-20 or a 63-30. It's going to be a closer game, more like 54-36, something like that.
Okay.
I see it that way. Alabama wins.
Hold on,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I like the same thing, Larry.
I kind of like the way you had me going crazy, and all of a sudden you came back from insanity to sane.
For entertainment purposes, I just had to say something.
He came back to earth, and he said 54-36.
Well, he saved himself on that one.
Yes, sir. He brought it out.
Think about that game, Laura.
What are we talking about? Alabama, Missouri? Alabama gonna win.
Yeah, Alabama, Missouri.
Alabama gonna win. Let's move on. Missouri ain't got no
chance. Alabama gonna win. Go move on. Well, all right then. I think that'll happen too as well. Michigan and Wisconsin. Number 12, Michigan against number 15, Wisconsin. Just tell them what you think, who's going to win this game, and you can predict the score if you want to.
I take Wisconsin. Michigan hadn't played a team since they lost Notre Dame. And I'm not a Harbaugh fan. I think when it gets down to the stretch, now he needs to win because job security. I take Wisconsin on this one. I will take Wisconsin.
Okay.
Wisconsin,
I'm agreeing with everybody else.
Yeah,
Michigan defense is okay. Michigan has nothing but a run game, and for them to have a former quarterback as a coach, their passing game is the worst I've probably seen in college football. The receivers don't get open. I'm going Wisconsin. They're going to pound it to death.
Awesome. I believe that will happen. We'll go with that prediction right here. Now, let's move to high school football, the storyline. Coach Edwards, you want to share some thoughts about what's going on up there in North Alabama, then we'll go with that. Touchdown, Tony.
Hold up. I'm going to be quick. I came to Montgomery last weekend and saw Carver High. And Carver High looks defensively, they look great, Dr. Smith. They're number three for Carver. I think they call him Doobie or whatever or not. That's probably one of the best running backs in the state right now as far as an explosive player. That guy is doing everything. Up here, James Clements, the team that came down there and got beat to sleep by Lil Tua, James Clements is rolling up here. They are rolling. James Clements and Austin up here in the 7A department, in the 6A department, Hartsell is rolling. All the other schools up here have rolled the basketballs out. They're getting rid of the hoop.
I'm glad you made that short because that ass whipping that Clemson took, all it did, it gave him a spark, didn't it?
Hey, right. Dane Clement took one. Yeah, down there. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Touchdown. It's on you now.
Here we go. We're starting up. Last week I started from the bottom up. This week I started from the top down. 7A. Central Phoenix City, still number one. Hewitt Trussell at two. Thompson at three. And don't be mindful now. Thompson only lost was to who? Hoover. Auburn is undefeated. Hey, mark your schedule. I'm going to this game, Dr. Smith. You need to go with me. Let's go see Central Phoenix City. Auburn played the last game of the season at Central Phoenix City, which will probably be number one and number two because Auburn has no losses, and the two teams ahead of them is Towson 4-1 and Hewitt Trusser 5-1. The sports writer is going to pull them up to two. That's going to be one of the greatest 7-8 football games. That might be your national championship. Yeah, if not, one of those teams will be it. At 6A, Wisconsin Steel Roland. After they got in a little bit of a scrubble last week with two coaches got, I won't talk about that. Anyway, number two, Pinson Valley, Patrick Nick had a great game.
Hold on. What happened with the Wetonka coaches, Star Wars?
They had a little bit of nose rubbing.
As far as two coaches coaching for the same team, Star Wars?
No. Wetonka was playing against one of their rivals, Stanhope. That's right, and it got a little brisky, but I can't get into that because you know where I used to be.
Okay,
let me move
on. Gotcha. Move on. Go ahead.
Biger. I told 2 or 3 weeks ago that Biger will move up, and guess what? They are number one in 5A. But here's what you got to look at: Greenville only lost was to Carver, 6A Carver in Greenville. They are number 7. Like Tremaine said, that's something to watch there. 4A, defending state champ, USM and Wright, still holding number one spot. Legions to say, I think they may win it again. I like Hillcrest Evergreen, even though they're moving into the 4A from 3A last year because they were 3A state championship. They had 4-2. Their only losses were 2, USM Wright, and also T.R. Miller. Number 3, I like T.R. Miller's brazen at number 6 at 5-0, but sacked. Way up in the mountains at number 1. 2A.
That's up here with
Laverne. I've seen Laverne play three times. I saw Brantley had him on the limb. Some kind of way they found a way to scratch, crawl, and win. They are at number 2. Now, let's be mindful that the only reason why Fife is number 1, Laverne is number 2, and everybody else, and even Real Town is breathing at number 5, is because who? Lynette has dropped to number what? Class A. And Lynette is number 1 down there. Let's be mindful that they won it in both football and basketball in 2A last year. I've been on that road before. Linden is at number 2. And guess what? Linden beat Maplesville, and Maplesville is at number 3 with only one loss to Linden. So that's another one, Dr. Smith, that we may have to go down in the woods and see. And when they play in the playoffs, Linden and Maplesville. Alba, another 2A school that dropped down to 1A, 4-0, and Georgiana. Now, Georgiana only loss came from Luverne. So football in 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, 5A, 6A, and don't forget Hoover at number 5 at 3-2. And all said and done, Bill might be what? In the mix. Now you have it.
By the way,
the West Coast Classic. Dr. Smith, we got to go see that on West this Friday night. That's Carver versus Lanier.
Yeah, West Side Classic happening this Friday night at Crumpton Bowl. That's Carver versus Lanier. And it's on and popping. So we'll see what's going to happen. I already projected that Carver will win, but we'll see. It's a West Side Classic. They go
you're a little graduate,
though, Dr. Smith, aren't you? Yes, sir. They got to go at it now. They're going to have to do what they can do, but we'll see how that turns out. We'll see how it's going to be. But Carver looks like it's the team to beat here in the city of Montgomery. So they already won the city championship, I understand. So they're going to whoop everybody else anyway. So it's awesome. Okay. Trey, you got anybody else you want to add? Lauren, you got anybody you want to add to the high school?
No, I'm good, man. We rolling the basketballs out up here, Dr. Smith. I told you we getting ready to hoop, man.
Okay, well, awesome.
Hey,
getting ready to hoop.
Tremaine.
Go ahead, sir.
Make sure they don't practice before they're supposed to practice. If not, the association might be in on. But I just don't need that.
First day of practice is Monday, October 15th. We on top of it, Tower. We on top of it.
All right. Terminology. Hey, when you use that terminology, roll them out, I thought maybe I rolled them out last week.
Now, in middle school, we done rolled them out now. Middle school, done rolled
them
out.
Oh, yeah, you okay with that? Hey,
awesome,
I'm
awesome.
Like the bank.
You know.
Hey, Tremaine, I'm like the bank. I'm just checking.
Go ahead. I got you. Hey, you know I'm going to call you. You know I'm going to call you. And
I know you do that.
It's all right. It's all right. Call in number. 347-857-4492. Awesome. All right, let's move to some historical black college and university. We had some outstanding games this past weekend. So you can call in and share your school and what happened if you was there for whatever historical black college and university, high school or middle school in the southeastern part of the United States. If you was there at your game, you want to share it with us, please do that. I gave you the call-in number, 347-857-4192. Let's look at some games, and I'm going to kind of start with the first one with some stats on it. That was the game that kind of, in essence, decided, some people believe, decide the who can win the East Division of the SWAC, Southwest African Conference. And the game was over in Alcorn. It was between Alabama State and Alcorn. It was homecoming 2018. The game went into overtime, five overtimes. And Hunter Hansen for Alabama State kicked a field goal in the last overtime for Alabama State, in essence, to beat Alcorn, more of an upset because Alcorn was 3-0, rolling in the conference. So now they got their first loss, and the final score was 28-25. Alabama State also made a decision to go to a new quarterback. Kadarius Davis threw for 155 yards and two touchdowns for the Hornets. So that was a good start. So we're looking at an awesome time, but we also want to mention the SWAC preseason offensive player, Deshaun Waller, ran for 214 yards on two touchdowns for the Braves. So their record now is 4-2, and 3-1 in the conference. All right, we're going to move to Alabama A&M. We're going to let Trey. You can take Alabama A&M, Trey.
Hey, let me step up in. I'm going to go back a week. A week out of here. Hold tight. We had a big time win over Jackson State. Jackson State was up on us 14-0. Alabama A&M came back, scored 21 straight points, beat Jackson State 21-16. Alabama A&M played Texas Southern last week. Started off fast, man. We putting up some points, man. We scored 40 points last week, man. Beat Texas Southern. So we are 2-1 in the SWAC. 2-1.
2-1 in the SWAC. Yes, sir.
Lost against Southern 29-27. So now, for this being Coach Maynard's first year, I'm very impressed. Big time game this weekend. We're playing. I hope y'all knock some jokers out. We're playing the Alcorn State Braves this weekend for our homecoming. Hopefully y'all got them down and out, man. Hopefully emotional head cases right now. So we need to steal that win. So we're in the driver's seat in that East Country. We're in the driver's seat right now, pending playing Valley and Alabama State. But I'm excited about the team this year, man. We looking good, man. We looking good. Hey, come end of the month, Dr. Smith, Tony Stalwart, Lauren, Barry, cuz we coming now. I'm letting y'all know now. We coming. We here, baby.
Awesome. I don't care how you come. We will see you in 2 weeks in the half, in the big
game. Hey,
so
that's it.
You better
that's
get
it.
That's it. Yep. So, A&M,
by the way,
double up, Texas
by the way,
Southern.
I'm trying to set my schedule to make the A&M homecoming this weekend. I think that game right there might be one to watch. And to say it all, I think the SWAC, as Dr. Smith said, the twist, the Alabama State has made the twist now is if there's a tiebreaker now, Alabama State set that, right, Dr. Smith? By knocking off all corners. So things going to get very interesting from here going forward. even County and the Magistrate of Flux. So let's look forward to some good HBCU football. So one thing about us, we may have a bad game, but we never have a bad event. We have a good time.
Awesome, awesome. Put your meat in the seat, 2 weeks in the Magic City Clash between Alabama State and Alabama A&M. I'm going to run off who they're playing. Alabama A&M got a team this weekend, but Alabama State playing South Alabama, so they got 2 weeks to rest and get ready, so we'll kind of see how it's going to be because we know what that money game is, just a money game. Don't get no prayers hurt, and you got 2 weeks to get them together, so you'll kind of see what's going to happen. We also had a couple other games, Jackson State over Arkansas Pine Bluff, 30-27. Thune-Cookman beat Mississippi Valley, and that crossed the cross-conference, meaning SWAC and the MEAC. It was a challenge between them. And also Grambling beat team out there in Houston, 62-0.
OK Panhandle, right? They Oklahoma, right?
Yeah.
OK Panhandle.
Yeah, Oklahoma Panhandle. Oklahoma Panhandle, yeah. That's right. Beat them 62-0. All right, we're going to kind of go through this because we're at our press time now. We want to kind of make some predictions dealing with the SWAC. But I do want to mention the schools in the MEAC. You have schools very strong in the MEAC. You have North Carolina A&T. They got one loss, but they'll be playing FAMU this Saturday at 12 o'clock. That's a big ball game. You also have
Dr. Smith, can I interrupt
South Carolina
right
State?
Quick?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Let's talk about Tuskegee with these losses, Dr. Smith.
I was getting down to get down.
Oh, sorry,
to,
sorry, Dr. Smith. Sorry, go ahead.
And those are the other teams in the MEAC. We want to make sure we mention them, which is Delaware State against Howard, and also Morgan State versus Savannah State. Now, in the CIAA, you have Virginia State and Virginia Union leading the conference, and Virginia State playing Bowie State, Virginia Union playing Chowell. Okay, let's get to SIAC. You have Tuskegee versus Fort Valley. Tuskegee has two losses under their belt, if I'm not mistaken. Three losses, because they lost against Alabama State, then they lost a heartbreaker over there at their own field. Then they came back and lost this past weekend in Columbus, Georgia, so against Morehouse. So they lost in overtime. So they're still leading the conference, but they are now 3-2. The last standing that we saw, we had them at in the conference. They had them at 3-1. They're 3-2. They still lead the western part of the conference. Morehouse College leads the east of the SIAC. They're 5-0. So we're looking at a good battle coming up between Tuskegee and Morehouse. That's like a game to kind of check out and see what's going on. So. Coach Everett, what else do you want to share in regards to Tuskegee?
That was it, Dr. Smith. I just wanted to let you know about them losses. They have three of them.
Yeah, they have three losses. Well, we appreciate it. And, you know, Lauren, we lost the co-host, Lauren, meaning she dropped the call, but we're going to kind of wrap this up now. So we're looking at some games, as I mentioned earlier, that's going to be going on this weekend. It's going to be some decisive game. Coach Edwards has invited everybody. We're going to do a broadcast up at Huntsville about 10:30. We're going to get there at 10:30. You can come to the tailgate area. We're going to be broadcasting live, talking Sports Plus, and we're going to be talking about Alcorn State and Alabama A&M and all the festivities going on. Everybody that can join us, make sure you come and join us. So we look forward to seeing you up there. It's going to be exciting this weekend. You have several other games. You have Mississippi Valley at Jackson State, going to be a decisive game. Then you have Southern and Prairie View, will be a major decisive game on the western part of that SIAC. I'm sorry, the SWAC, which is the SWAC. And you look forward for an exciting weekend. So you can join us up in Huntsville, Alabama, and we'll be there. We'll be in the place, Coach Edwards. So we look forward to the hospitality of that, Coach Edwards. Talking Sports Plus, we'll be in Huntsville. Broadcasting live, Facebook,
yes, sir.
Instagram, Anchors, Blog Talk Radio, 10:30 over at the stadium in the tailgate area. So come join us if you are there to see the game, and we're going to have an awesome time. We want to kind of wrap this up right now. So, Trey, you want to share some thoughts before we get out of here?
Sorry about that,
Trey.
Okay. Sorry about that, Dr. Smith. Just excited about this weekend. Like you said, getting ready for the festivities. Mayor Nate Meek starting tomorrow. Getting ready, Dr. Smith. Got to show some hospitality to a couple of my family members, a couple of friends. Going to be great this weekend. I'm excited about the game against Alcorn. Go Bulldogs.
Awesome. Go Bulldogs. All right. Folks, touchdown Tony, about to wrap it up.
What time is that game, Dr. Smith?
2:00.
Okay. I'm going to make some adjustments in my schedule. I need to be there. But here's what I want to say. It's been a great show, but I want to add this to our show. Congratulations and very deserving to Ms. Williams that has gotten the intern off of her name as the AD at Alabama State University. She has been tagged now as Director of Athletics at Alabama State University. And Dr. Smith, if it's all okay with you, I'm going to make it my very, very, very best effort to have her to be on our show. Maybe next week, if time permits, just to give her a little bit of an outlook about what her vision is with Alabama State University. I'll personally make that invitation if that's okay with you. And if
all
it
right.
does connect, I'll make sure you know it as well, because we have worked very close together during my tenure at the Alabama High School Athletic Association with the venues. Sports events for high school athletics. So for all of our listeners, let's give her kudos, congratulations. She has worked very diligently in her role as a subordinate, and now she's taken over as the director of athletics at Alabama State University. And we look very, very, very down the road forward to great things from her. And, of course, we want her to know that we support her as well. But as always, everybody, I want you to know, it's been good, but have a nice day. You take the day, and don't let the day take you.
And that's awesome. And we just want to say the same thing, and that's Jennifer Lynn Williams. She's the new, and I'll say, took the interim tag off. She's the director of athletics at Alabama State University. And appreciate Touchdown Tony. Going to make connection. We want her on the show so she can share our thoughts, because we're all about celebrating historical black colleges and universities. And the only way we can do it is to make sure we have those individuals on here talking some positive talk with us. Now, like I said, we're at the end of the show, so we look forward to always talking with you. We'll be back with you on Saturday up in Huntsville for our live broadcast of Talking Sports Plus at the homecoming of Alabama A&M at 2 o'clock. It's the time of the game, but we'll be broadcasting live starting at 10:30 to 12:00. At the park tailgate area over there where Coach Edwards and his team be at, and we'll look forward to have the team there sharing their thoughts on that. We also said to you, we look forward to having you on the show next week, as well as our show that we have on Friday. And then the following week on the 22nd, we have Talking Radio to You, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. The show on Wednesday is 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Friday is 4 o'clock. So we really enjoy it. Our hashtag is Keep On Grinding. And hashtag communicate4 with number 4, understanding. And then we always say hashtag the Smith way. Then last but not least, we always tell you that we love you and ain't a thing you can do about it. We want you to have an awesome night. So you go and enjoy yourself. Have a very special weekend. And it'll be a prayerful weekend. He's so doing great things for you. He's great things for me and everybody. So have an awesome rest of the week and weekend. And you can join us on Saturday morning up in Huntsville, Alabama, in the Lewis Stadium. Then back on the show on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Talking Sports Plus And my name is Dr. Lorenzo Smith. Have an awesome night, and we'll talk with you Saturday as well as next week. Good night.